don't need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check. Go, girl! Hugging faces by her side, vocabulary a mile wide. She'll make sure that crime will pay and throw some mighty words your way. Word up, it's Word Girl.
Listen for Masquerade and Appreciate.
Another peaceful high-speed chase down the center of Main Street.
Give it up, Granny May. Granny perfume smells so bad.
So long, Word Girl.
Oh, hey, my lunch.
That's your lunch? Oh, you poor boy. What you need is a home-cooked meal, like some nice chicken soup.
My Nana used to make me chicken soup.
Hold it right there, Granny May. You're under arrest for bank robbery.
Arrest? Oh, no thank you. I got plenty of sleep last night.
Don't pretend like you don't understand me. I've got the money you stole right here.
Me? Steal money? Well, I never. Children these days. Now, how about that chicken soup?
Oh, please. The mayor's not going to fall for that nice old lady masquerade.
Chicken soup. My favorite.
Wow, he fell for it.
Back at the mayor's office, Granny May doles out a giant spoonful of tender, loving care to her clueless victim.
And here are some nice fuzzy slippers for your little feet and a pillow.
Thank you, Granny.
It just feels good to help people. Oh, I wish I could do more.
What do you mean?
Funny you should ask. I have a couple of ideas that would really improve life for the fine citizens of this city.
Replace all police squad cars with roller skates? I'm not sure that's such a good idea.
Oh, you know, it's all that terrible car exhaust polluting the air. It makes it tough for an old woman to breathe.
Cutting air pollution is important. Okay, no more police cars. Next, cut the sound of burglar alarms by 75%.
With less noise pollution, people will be much happier.
Hard to imagine a happy person robbing a bank.
Exactly.
Okay, done. And last on the list, all security guards will only have to work from noon to 3.
So they'll have more time to spend with their nanas to show how much they appreciate them.
Now,
how would you like me to knit you a nice little blankie?
Just for me?
You betcha. Just sign right here. Initial here. And stamp it here. Wonderful. Now then, one homemade blanket coming up.
You take such good care of me, Granny May.
I can't believe the mayor was so easily deceived by Granny's masquerade. But don't worry, Huggy. Sooner or later, Granny will try to pull off some other crime. And when she does, we'll be there. And done. What do you mean, what is it? It's a keychain. I made it for Mom, to show her how much I appreciate her. It's true. It's not quite right. I've got it. It needs more stuff. Let's go into town and get another kit. You know, making a keychain is not as easy as it looks. Hey, that was Granny May.
Help! We've been robbed!
Come on, Huggy! Word up! What happened? Why didn't you sound the burglar alarm?
I did! It's on now!
That's the alarm?
Uh-huh!
Aren't alarms supposed to be, you know, loud?
Tell it to the mayor! His new law calls for 75% quieter burglar alarms!
Strange. Well, why didn't the security guards try to stop her?
Another new law. Security guards can only work from noon to 3 so they can spend more time with their nanas.
Nanas?
Yep.
Huggy, I think it's time we had a little talk with the mayor. What?
You're so sweet, Granny May.
And you're such a good boy.
Mayor, we need to have a talk about... Granny May, what are you doing here?
She's my new senior aide.
Senior aide? But she's a criminal. She just robbed a bank.
I did? I don't remember doing that. Let me set my old bones down and think for a second.
Ooh. How dare you accuse a sweet old lady of being a criminal? Does she look like a bank robber to you?
But Mayor, she's just pretending to be sweet. It's just an act, a masquerade. It's not real.
Feels good to rest my feet. Now, what is the problem again?
You robbed a bank.
Rob a bank? With these Bob Newtons?
That's it. Word girl, I'm gonna have to ask you to leave.
Here, I'll see you out.
You may have won this round, Granny, but Huggy and I will...
My! It's almost 4 o'clock. Time for your nappy poo.
Oh, maybe I'll rest my eyes for just a minute.
That's right. Sleep tight.
I don't know what's more frustrating. Granny May or finishing this keychain. Uh-oh, more trouble. Let's go! Hurry, Granny. You're not getting away this time.
Oh, yeah? Well, just try to... Wait, what is that thing?
What the... Oh, it's a keychain for my mom to show her how much I appreciate her.
With that? You sure you know what appreciate means, dear?
Yeah, it means to be really grateful or thankful for something or someone. Oh, like how I appreciate Captain Huggy Face. Why?
Never mind. Well, it's been nice talking to you, but I gotta run!
Hey, come back! Oof.
Sorry about that.
But you have to listen to us, Mayor. Your new laws have caused a record crime spree. See?
Record crime spree? New laws to blame? Let me discuss this with my senior aide.
But your senior aide is the one committing all the crimes. She's just masquerading as a sweet old lady.
Doo-doo-doo. Hello, dear. Have you finished your keychain yet, sweetie?
Forget about the keychain. I'm more worried about this crime spree.
Right. Granny, word girl says the city is in the middle of a crime wave. Maybe we should rethink some of those laws.
Now, remember what I said about focusing on happy things? That's why we canceled all those pesky emergency council meetings, remember?
You what? This is preposterous. She's a criminal. Hello?
That's preposterous. She's my senior aide.
Oh, all this yelling. I need to sit down.
You know what, Mr. Mayor? You're right. We could all use a little more relaxing. Let's go, Huggy. This crime wave sure is bad, but at least the city's million bars of gold will be safe since they're stored in a bank vault with a super powerful electronic lock. Hustle on.
Well, now I just have to, hey, is everything all right, Granny?
Oh, I was just thinking about all the electricity being wasted by those bank vault locks. Why, just think of how much we could save if we turned them off at night.
Yes, but then someone could steal whatever's in them.
Oh, that's silly. Who's gonna rob banks at night? Everybody's asleep.
Good point. I'll write up a law.
Already written. Just sign, initial, and stamp.
Oh, okay.
That very evening...
Oh, boy. It's late. I'm sleepy.
Wait, where are you going? Aren't you going to tuck me in?
No, I can't tonight, Dum-Dum Irene Sugar Plum. It's, my bingo night.
Oh, well, good luck. I hope you win a little money.
Yeah, me too. Good night.
Mr. Mayor's office. Mr. Mayor speaking.
Mr. Mayor, it's Word Girl.
Hi, Word Girl.
This is really important. Is Granny there?
Nope, she just left.
I knew it. Listen, Mr. Mayor, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to meet me at the park.
I don't know. I get to wear what? Oh, boy, I'll be right there.
Going somewhere, Granny May?
Word Girl and Captain Huggy! Wait a minute. What happened to your monkey?
Cheep!
Well, it's past Huggy's bedtime, and I didn't want to wake him, so I called in a last-minute replacement.
I'm a monkey!
Well, it doesn't matter which monkey you have. You haven't stopped me before, and you're not stopping me now!
We'll see about that.
Even if you do take me in, the mayor will just let me go. I got him wrapped around my little finger.
By doing your sweet old lady masquerade?
That's right. I turn on the charm and he gives me whatever I want. Ha!
Is that so?
What? You?
Gotcha! You're not the only one who appreciates masquerades and disguises.
Really? Nobody saw that coming?
Granny, how could you? I thought you appreciated me.
I do, sweetie. It's just that I appreciate this gold more. Now, if you'll excuse me, so long!
Now to put her away. That should keep you till the police arrive. Hi, Mom. Guess what? I made this to show how much I appreciate you. I think you're the best mom in the whole world.
Holy cow!
I'm with you, Bob. No use masquerading my true feelings. That's a whole lot of ugly. Oh, well.
Hey, audience, if you appreciate action and adventure, be sure to join us next time for another exciting episode of Word Girl.
I'm Bo Handsome, and this is...
May I Have a Word?
As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I Have a Word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is stroll. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Go ahead, Emily.
Becky has such awesome friends. She and Violet talk about...
Could you...
Oh, and Scoops. One time, Scoops asked Becky if she wanted a sandwich, and she got all nervous because she had a crush on him, and so she said she wasn't...
Hungry. Yeah, we know. It's from the episode, I Could Go for a Sandwich.
Yes, we really should be getting back...
But her closest friend is definitely Bob. Sure, we may not understand him, but Becky knows exactly what he's saying.
Yes, Emily?
To stroll is to walk along, taking your time.
Yes, congratulations, Emily. You are today's winner. Huggy, show her what she's won. An official Word Girl jetpack. Yes, strap on this baby when strolling's just too darn slow.
Oh, but taking a stroll is best when you want to talk to your
friends. That's it for today's show. See you next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Today's featured words are demonstrate and mumble. Down at the park, children citywide enter the Young Inventors Challenge and friendly competition for a shot at glory.
I think we have a good chance to win this competition, don't you, Becky?
Maybe? It's just, well, our invention isn't really an invention. We just took an apple corer and an egg slicer and squished them together.
I know. And look how pretty it is. I still can't figure out how you got them to stay together.
Just squeezed really hard. Using a little super strength.
What was that?
Oh, nothing. Just mumbling to myself. Come on, it's a Saturday! Violet, Bob and I will be right back. We have to go, get our lucky bottle caps. Can't enter a competition without our lucky bottle caps.
Okay, I'll wait here. Or here. Or here. Or here.
All right, Toby, let's see you get past...
Howdy, Word Girl.
What's going on?
Ah, my darling Word Girl. How nice of you to come all the way down here to see me, and on a Saturday.
First of all, ew. Second of all, I don't know what you're trying to pull here, so... What are you trying to pull?
Your heartstrings.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. You were mumbling.
Was I? Well, my dear Word Girl, I have decided to give up my evil, naughty ways and become a good little boy. Man. young man, I meant. So, in accordance with that, I have come here today to enter my splendid robot into the Young Inventors Challenge and Friendly Competition. I realize it's better to use my inventions for good, for the betterment of humankind, and to win your heart.
What was that last part you were mumbling again?
To make me tacos. This guy makes some killer tacos.
Tacos.
Well, I still think you're up to no good, McAllister, and I'm going to keep my eye on you.
But by all means, spend every second of the contest by my side, watching my every move, holding my sweaty hand.
Mumbling.
I said, hoping I'm a lucky man.
Come on, Huggy.
Don't go too far, word girl, for I know the only way to win your heart is to turn good. Today is the day you finally realize how super dreamy Toby McAllister is. Oh, yes, of course. Sorry about that.
Later on, during the contest...
It's a paperweight, and then also it's a rock.
No, I think it's just a rock.
Oh, yeah, just check this out.
I just don't trust him, Bob. He's up to something. I know it. We'll have to keep a close eye on him all day.
Next up, Toby McAllister.
The third.
This is it, Bob. He's going to strike now. I know it.
Thank you, judges. But most importantly, thank you, audience. You are why we invent, for the chance to make your lives better. Now, let me demonstrate the myriad ways in which my peace robot can be used. He can bake cookies from the children, shield the elderly from the sun, rocket to Mars, and build a colony for our expected astronauts. The possibilities are limitless!
Thank you, Mr. McAllister. That was a most impressive demonstration.
No, thank you. I'm just honored to be allowed to compete.
Come on, Bob. Let's go follow Toby. Word!
Oh, hey, guys. I've been wondering where you were. I wanted to go over some things before we demonstrate the core slicer.
Yeah, about that. You know, Violet, I get really nervous in front of crowds. I tend to mumble a lot, so I think it's best if you do all the talking and demonstrating and, well, I guess everything, while Bob and I watch safely out of sight, nowhere to be seen.
Sure, no problem. I don't know if I'm comfortable in front of crowds.
What?
Oh, nothing. I wasn't even talking. Bye.
Wonder why she was mumbling. Come on. Word up!
It's about the smile on a small child's face. It's about knowing humanity is better off because I was here. You know? Why, word girl, I didn't see you. How long have you been standing there?
Long enough to see your little display, Toby.
Ah, yes. I don't hope to win this contest. I only hope that by demonstrating all the good things my robot can do, I have helped at least one person.
You can't fool me, Toby. I still don't trust you.
Oh, word girl, you don't have to trust me. You just have to love me.
What?
Nothing.
Ugh, people need to speak up and stop mumbling. Seriously.
Well, goodbye, word girl. I shall see you later. Ta-da.
What is Toby up to?
He seems nice now.
No, Toby's up to something. This is all a show to make everyone think he's gone good. And then, when we least expect it, bam! Stage demonstrating our invention.
If you've got two bags, one full of apples and one full of eggs, oh, then this invention has you completely covered. Thank you!
Well, thank you for demonstrating your wonderful invention.
Thank you!
Thank you.
I'm on stage. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Violet.
Apples!
Please step off the stage.
Hey, great job, Violet.
Where am I?
Thank goodness I wasn't up there with you, huh?
Yeah.
Word up! All right, Toby. This is the last time you and your robot... delight little children? What's going on here?
Oh, word girl. I was just demonstrating to these children the fun applications of my masterful invention.
Mr. Toby, what is demonstrating?
Ah, I shall defer to the expert.
Oh, well, thanks, Toby. Well, to demonstrate means to show how something works or is used. Like Toby demonstrating how his robot can play hopscotch. Or that girl demonstrating how her shoelace tying invention works.
So you just turn the handle. Voila!
Oh, thank you, Word Girl. Thank you, Toby.
Yes, we make quite a team, don't we?
If everyone will return to the stage, we're ready to announce our winner.
Alas, I must get going. Word Girl, I hope you'll be able to spare a few moments for the winner, whomever it may be.
Maybe Toby has gone good after all. Wow, did I just say that? Yuck!
First, I want to thank all the contestants for their wonderful inventions. There are no losers here, only kids who didn't win. Now, the winner of this year's Young Inventors Challenge and Friendly Competition is the Apple Core and Egg Slicer in One.
What?
Thank you! Thank you!
Thank you, Byron.
Thank you!
Very good.
Thank
Congratulations.
You!
Congratulations.
Hold on. Stop! There must be some mistake. Did you guys forget about my robot?
No. Don't get us wrong. Your robot is pretty amazing. But the Apple Core and Egg Slicer in One? Whoa, it's so practical.
This is ridiculous. There is no way that thing is better than my robot.
Oh, sure it is. Okay, let's say you've got two bags. One is full of apples and one is full of eggs.
Forget the apples and eggs.
I'm sorry, Toby. I just don't think we can.
That is it. I've tried to be good.
Uh-oh.
But I refuse to lose this contest. That hunk of metal masquerading as a kitchen utensil robot.
Wait for it.
Destroy!
And there it is.
Oh, is it time to go already?
Huggy, aim for the eyes!
Please, you'll have to do better than that, Word Girl. I've memorized your favorite attacks and programmed my robot to anticipate them all. Allow me to demonstrate. A flying air kick? Really? Who taught you how to fight? My Grammy Sweet Mum-Mum?
Grammy Sweet Mum-Mum?
She makes me call her that. Robot, take them out!
Push harder, Huggy!
I have to hand it to you, Word Girl. You were right about me. I hadn't changed into a no-good do-gooder. It doesn't pay to be nice. After all, you try to be nice and not destroy things, and look at what happens. You end up losing to an egg slicer.
It also cores apples.
Silence! Goodbye, Word Girl.
Word Girl, catch!
Oh, yes. My robot and I are so scared of your ridiculous... Hey! What are you... Believe it! Beaten by the same pathetic invention twice in one day!
Well, the good news is you'll have plenty of time to think about that, where you're going.
You haven't heard the last of me, Word Girl. Toby McAllister will be back!
Violet, we'd like to give you another first place trophy, since your amazing invention saved the day!
Thank you!
Come on! That's just salt of the wound!
Well, that about does it for another fantastic episode of Word Girl.
Fantastic isn't a word.
I heard that.
How come people can understand my mumbling?
Maybe you're not doing it right. Here, let me demonstrate.
Time another thrill-packed episode of Word Girl.
What?
Now that's how it's done.
No, seriously, what did you say?
Not telling.
Oh, come on.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
Emily, you correctly defined the word stroll. Ready to play the bonus round?
Absolutely, Mr. Handsome.
Okay, take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for stroll. No, Okay, time's up.
Is it number three?
No, I'm sorry, Emily. A stroll means walking along slowly. Picture number one shows Mr. and Mrs. Botsford taking a stroll. Huggy, show Emily what she could have won. It's the all-new official Word Girl jetpack with bubble action.
That's great, because I'm allergic to bubbles.
That is great. Join us next time on...
May I Have a Word?
Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Cape not required. Word up!
Favorite word, what's your favorite word?
My favorite word is cracker. It was my first word when I was a baby, and it's just a fun word to say. Cracker.
My favorite word is exquisite. This is because I like the way it sounds in my mouth. Starting in second grade, my grandma was always saying to me, "You look very exquisite today." So that's how I became to like the word.
That's my favorite word.
Captain Huggy Face, show us what drowsy means. That's right. Drowsy means to feel really sleepy. Congratulations, Huggy. Drowsy.